afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Aliens, strange lights in the sky, weird UFO abducting proctologists. The night time has always been the right time for spookiness, and the time when groups of people sneak into wheat fields with planks of wood and rope to create the beautiful crop circle patterns, which were at one time ascribed, perhaps in jest, to alien visitations. Creating these was a popular sport from the 1970s in the United Kingdom and elsewhere, and they became and continue to be ever more complicated and elaborate. Why am I mentioning these in a broadcast about astronomy and science? Well, because there have always been those who enjoy a good science fiction yarn, and those who take rather uncharitable delight in the gullibility of members of the public when faced with incomprehensible science and the entire cosmos. So far, there has been no evidence of alien visitation, and yet, recently, something has been found in a remote spot in Utah. An object over 3 meters high, planted firmly in the ground, a monolith, a tower made of some kind of metal. What kind of metal? How did it get there? Why is it there? Does it have a function? Why is there a 3 meter rectangle of metal stuck in the desert in Utah? It was discovered a couple of days ago by Utah State wildlife officials who were counting sheep from a helicopter. So here I am with a terrible American accent, apologies to our friends from over the pond, recounting what was described by pilot Brett Hutchings as he was communicating to his helicopter passenger to the local news channel. Here's what he said. He was like, whoa, turn around. And I was like, what? And he's like, there's this thing back there. We've got to look at it. We were like thinking this is something NASA stuck up there or something. Are they bouncing satellites off it or something? He went on to say it appeared to be man-made, perhaps by some new wave artist or a big fan of the science fiction film 2001 A Space Odyssey, where at the outset a metal monolith is discovered in the desert by proto-hominids. Other suggestions are that it is a space portal or something left behind from a movie shoot. The exact location hasn't been officially released, and besides which, we can't all dash off there at this time to pay homage to this work of art, alien communication device, or whatever it is. Officials want to avoid a rush of people visiting this remote and inhospitable part of the desert. But it's hard to hide anything on the surface of planet Earth these days. Within hours of the announcement by the Department of Public Safety, the coordinates were revealed by a member of the public, Tim Slane, using social media and Google Earth to pinpoint its location. Google Earth reveals that the monolith has been there since October 2016. Slane found the canyon with some clever cross-referencing, a process he says he's honed with the online game GeoGuessr, where players deduce the locations of random Google Street View pictures. This shows, firstly, how the world has changed due to Earth observation images from satellites, and secondly, how the no-doubt older generation public officials haven't caught up with modern tech. This doesn't answer the question who built it and why. The art world has suggested various artists who do create such objects, but so far none has claimed ownership, not surprising as it is an illegal act. Personally, I'm all in favour of such pranks or art, which it most certainly is. Who doesn't love a mystery? It gets us thinking about how aliens may communicate with us, if it is ever possible given the distance between celestial objects and the limitations of the speed of light. It gets us considering our place in the cosmos, and from there we can realise we are, for the time being, entirely alone on our pale blue dot. It's also a stimulus to rewatch the great classic 2001 A Space Odyssey and marvel at the technology which was anticipated in 1968 when the Kubrick film was produced, a year before the first human moon landing, and how far we've fallen short of those prognostications, at least in terms of spaceflight and rather sinister and overpowerful AI computers. But we do have mobile phones, the internet, and masses of information about what is where. These days you can run, but you can't hide. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and alien-free skies.